What's up, everybody? Y'all know what time it is. That theme music, the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, back on the airwaves one more time. Eddie Greer the third, aka EG3, for the latest in all of NASCAR news and, of course, race recaps from the Cable World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. I almost said Monster Energy, but I saved it. The NASCAR Cup Series of three base divisions in all the motorsports. It is COTA weekend, the Circuit of Americas on tap this weekend, a triple header weekend beginning tomorrow. Tomorrow it's going to go down with a double header with the Trucks in the Xfinity Series and, of course, the main event, the Cup Series on Sunday. Wow, there's been a lot of rave reviews about this long road course. It's over 3 miles, almost, when you put it like that, you can put it like this, since I'm running a half marathon tomorrow. I'm recording this on the eve of the half marathon, Friday, May 21st, 2020, 3.1, 2 miles. I have to double check that. I believe that was right. But when I read the statistics on the Circuit of Americas, obviously this is the inaugural weekend of the road course down there. Been highly talked about it. Now we're going to see it after testing a few weeks back with three of the best road course racers in the business with Keselowski, Truex, and Chase Elliott. But now we're going to see the real challenge now of all these guys. Go at it. You put all this car, all 40 cars, on one surface. We'll see how that does. A lot of banking, especially that long hill. I mean, this is not the first time we've seen a hill on a road course. You gotta go to Road America, where we're gonna be going in July. Well, I'm not gonna be going, but NASCAR's going in July, July 4th to be exact, or July 4th weekend. So there's a lot happening there. It's gonna be a lot of practices happening, and I wouldn't put it past some wild finishes could go down this weekend, especially with the Trucks and Xfinity. Of course, the Trucks did not race last weekend at Dover. Obviously, this is going to be a little bit of a shorter show for you guys today, obviously. And then I got a lot going on, obviously, with that, of course. Before I dive on into that, you can follow me on Eddie_EG3. And again, the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. You can find it wherever you get your racing sports podcast. Y'all know what it is right there. Okay, so like I said, a lot going on for NASCAR in Austin this weekend. A lot going on for yours truly. I already mentioned half marathon, my favorite race, going down tomorrow. This podcast will go out tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning. Pretty much more likely after I already finished, hopefully. But that's going to go down. And then got a wedding tomorrow night. So already I got big things planned. Pretty much from here through the first week of June. And I'm going to try my best. But obviously I'm going on vacation for the first time since the pandemic came last year. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm going out west. Back out west part two. Out there to Wyoming next week. I'm hopeful to have a podcast, to have a recap of everything, before I hit the road next week, next Wednesday, as you say. So hopefully, I will find some time to do that. Obviously, with some good TV shows going on, the season finales that might have to put on hold. So I can't probably shoot anything about that, but I will throw out a special podcast out there. Before I go, that I will definitely shooting for that as well. So I'm definitely want to get that out before I leave as well. If I do get that recorded, that's going to be coming out next Thursday or Friday. I'm working on a piece on that as well. And yours truly will be on the Loose Lugs podcast, 100 episodes on Monday night. And depending on what my family does, I don't know if I have to get back to my wife on that. I don't know if she's going to be still taking a break from all that dance stuff for a little bit or not. So that's going to be interesting there. Might have to include a 1-year-old. We'll have to see about that, how that's going to go. I'm going to have to talk with the boys, AJ and Ryan, about that as well. Yeah, see, yours truly got a lot of exciting stuff going on. I'll be on that, along with another special guest that they just had recently on their podcast as well. So another crossover for me. I'm looking very pumped up to be a part of that. Obviously, they were a part of episode 200 here recently. Not recently, but a few months ago. So I'm going to repay a favor and hop on their podcast too, which I'm very excited about that. Celebrate with them as well. 100 episodes. Wow. For them as well. So, and then like I said, the podcast, I'm hopeful to get at least one more. Or the more I'm shooting for is 200. Not 200. That's too many. Two. But if I can't, I at least want to get one out to you guys while I'm on vacation. And then when I come back, I'll be back to regular sketch programmer. I'll be coming raw for vacation. I'll be pretty much back into my normal chair pretty much. Hopefully, with all that and recording more than just a half hour. But hey, I get a lot to talk about done in a half hour. So definitely a lot of jam-packed news and stuff like that. So I just wanted to bring your guys' attention for that. If you're wondering why an episode of 3Y Podcast has yet to come out, that's what it's going to be. But this will be out specifically, this cold up preview, tomorrow morning. So you can listen to this whenever you have a chance. Obviously, either before or after the doubleheader or before the cup race on Sunday. Hopefully, I'll have a recap of all of that. Again, at some point, I might have less time for that. Trying to get everything situated, including traveling with your a one-year-old in the car. So I got my hands full here, but these drivers, they're gonna have their hands full with this racetrack at COTA. 20 turns, and I've seen quite a bits and pieces here and there of the different turns, obviously, including the big hill out there, but I haven't seen it in its entirety, so I'm very excited to see that in its entirety this weekend, obviously. And you're gonna know, will they're gonna be the same? Is it gonna be the same different drivers who've been dominating the road course, or we're gonna be seeing a mix up? Obviously, the last time around the road course, you got to go back to February, where Christopher Bell stunned Joey Logano in the closing laps down there at Daytona Beach and scored his first cup win in his career there. So, like you say, anything can happen. That's for sure there. Chase Elliott led all them laps. He got pummeled in traffic, punted by Denny Hamlin. That situation, Truex spun late. So, I mean, this is not a guarantee for these guys. But, hey, I mean, usually the cream rises to the top. And I just named out two to three that tested at COTA with Truex and Elliott. And then you throw in Keselowski in the mix, your Talladega winner a couple weeks ago there. So a lot can happen, obviously, on this race course. We're going to have to find out, obviously, with that. And, of course, the Pro Series Invitational was back in business earlier this week, which featured James Davidson pulling out the win. And I would call that an upset victory there on the field there. I mean, James Davidson's a pretty good road courser. Let's just not kid ourselves a little bit there. Obviously, he's in lesser equipment in the wheel, NASCAR team there. But hey, James Davidson, I mean, video games, anything can happen, you can be faster than the rest of them, and you can get it done there. So James Davidson won the Pro Series Invitational for Circuit of Americas earlier this week. So be interested to see what he does out on the actual track on Sunday. And obviously the momentum here at Motorsports going off at Dover. Everybody had their hands full there, but except for Hendrick Motorsports. I mean, what a show put on by that whole organization, obviously. And then the rise of the 48. Behind that 48 car, Alex Bowman scoring his second win of the year. You got to go back, obviously, to the other short track where he snuck up on Denny Hamlin to win the race there. But he was strong all day and had a battle in that race. He had a battle back from a pit road penalty. And then the pit crew got a fast stop. And then you fast forward to here, The pit crew here recorded the fastest stop of the race when it mattered. And that was the difference maker there. Alex Bowman, that pit crew, that 48 pit crew is somebody you guys don't have to pay attention to. I mean, they have now factored in the two of the wins this year for Bowman. And, I mean, we talk, obviously, the top is Joe Kipp's pit crew. But, yeah, so we got to start paying attention to this 48 pit crew. They have gotten it done there. And Greg Ives made the right calls to that Ally Chevy. And they got it done. I mean, that's pretty much, but that doesn't surprise me anymore. This 48. Alex Bowman has starting to press me a little bit. As the season's gone on here, it'll be interesting to see how he does on Sunday and in another different beast. But now, Alex Bowman, more importantly though, joins Martin Truex Jr. as the only two drivers to win multiple races here in 2020 to this point. And this, despite Kyle Larson leading the most laps in the race, 263 laps to be exact, folks. Larson again. This is what, the third or fourth time Kyle has led. The Young Money has led the most laps and has yet to convert these into wins. And this is a familiar tune, y'all. This is a familiar tune. We've seen this at Ganassi where if Kyle's car got hooked up, he'll lead a lot of laps. And then again, can't close the deal. It's followed them to Hendrick Motorsports. Yes, they have better equipment right now, obviously, than Ganassi right now. But it's followed them to the 5 car. obviously last year, you know, Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick rack up all those wins, and then obviously Harvick failing to get to the championship four. We get that. Obviously, ain't nothing guaranteed. We should learn from that. But hey, you gotta get the wins while you can. I mean, obviously, it is what it is. That's how these races go. But you gotta wonder, Larson should be probably a 3 or 4 time winner this year. But this time he got outdid by his teammate, and he wasn't mad or anything about it afterwards. I mean, it's another strong performance by that team. I believe they got up. I believe they won one of the stages, if I'm not mistaken, there as well. And then, 97. Yeah, Alex Bowman led the final 97 laps to win the race there. And then, yeah, like I said, Hendrick Motorsports made history there. They become the first team to sweep the podium in the fourth spot. You got to go back to November. Last time the team organization did this, November 20th, 2005. They were Roswell Racing. Swept all the win. I believe that was the season finale, judging by the date of that. So Roswell Racing did it. And there was another organization that did it. You got to go back a long time ago. There, where in December 30th, 1956, Peter DePablo Racing did this as well. And this came at North Wilkesboro. And a lot's been surrounding, a lot of noise starting to surround North Wilkesboro and trying to, the actual rebirth of trying to rebuild that racetrack. So, I mean, this is what I'm reading. I mean, I'm not making this. This is what I'm reading on Twitter. NASCAR.com had something on this as well. So that there's some noise starting to make after that. Of course, the iRacing event, historical event last year. Fans are trying to come together and try to make their case of bringing back North Wilkesboro. So that's something we're going to have to keep there in the rearview mirror here as we go along. Obviously, that's not on next year's schedule, but that's something we got to keep an eye on. Obviously, and the whole Nashville, the old fairgrounds of Nashville, that's been talked about a lot, a lot. So that's not obviously on a schedule. Obviously, the Nashville actual concrete race is on the schedule. Obviously, this summer, a lot more on that. You stay tuned on the 3-1 NASCAR podcast for more on that. Like I said, it's going to be, I plan on having another episode this week for y'all. Or actually next week before I take off, that's for sure. So see about that. But yeah, Bowman, holds off Larson, and Chase Elliott did not lead laps there. Chase Elliott finishing third, and then William Byron continuing to chug top tens. That is 11th straight now. He'll have his hands full at COTA, but hey, he's telling us something now. And everybody say this guy's next superstar. Well, he is trending up in that direction. 11 top tens. That is something else there. And Joey Logano running at top five there. He finished in the fifth position.
You're listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Like I said, so jam-packed, shortened edition of Three Wide NASCAR Podcast getting set for activity down south, 6.5 hours away from me. Circuit of America's going down to Truck Series Xfinity on Saturday. As I'm recording this, it'll be tomorrow. When we get this, it'll be today in the Cup Series race on Sunday as well. Shortening things up for you guys here on the next couple episodes. But don't worry, I mean, I'll be back to doing full episodes of the podcast when I come back from vacation in pretty much 2 weeks. Okay, so to finish out the top 10 here, Kevin Harvick, Denny Hamlin, Tyler Reddick finishing the 8th spot. And then here's this, Trackhouse Racing getting it done. Daniel Suarez capitalizing on that. Daniel Suarez, I did not see... I did not see the race due to me being the MC for my wife's dance recital, so I did not get to see it. I have gone back and seen some highlights here and there, read articles, watched some highlights, watched a few clips here and there. So, but Daniel Suarez, Trackhouse Racing, I believe that is their first top 10 in team's history there. Awesome for Suarez, and now you go to a road course where I'm pretty sure he's going to be a factor in there somewhere. In the mix, Cole Custer riding that Stuart Haas Racing team. 10th position for Cole Custer. So somebody said Cole Custer finished outside of the top 10. I don't know where they got that from. But he and Kevin Harvick there, front and back into that top 10 there. Almirola finishing again deep in the field for the second consecutive race there. And he's just hurting his chances. Well, I mean, he's been hit with the bad luck bug this year, but more and more deeper as we start to get into the end of spring here and into the dog digs of summer here in a couple weeks here. He's putting himself in a major hole here, and I already said it. He's going to have to win to have any chance to get into the playoffs here. Some notables here. The other new team, best finish to date for 2311 Racing. That's Bubba Wallace finishing in 11th spot there. He was fighting very hard for that top 10. Didn't get it on Custer there, but still, 11th, that's good for that team. That team needs something. But again, the weakness is these road courses, so I don't know. he fared pretty well. Decent at Daytona. He's got the hang of that, but this is just another animal in itself with a 20-turn course there. Bubba could have his hands full there. Blaney finishing in the 12th spot there. Austin Dillon finishing 14th. Brad Keselowski 16th. Martin Truex Jr., rough afternoon for him. He finished in the 19th spot. Christopher Bell 21st. Matt DiBenedetto finished in the 24th spot. Kyle Busch had a problem early in this race and did not recover from it. He finished 27th in this race. I mentioned Eric Almirola. Ooh, I believe that is back-to-back finishes of dead last for Almirola. And that does not come at a good time. So, oh, my goodness. So you're not going to rack up points there. For him, Almirola has descended from the point standings with his back-to-back finishes there as well. So that's unfortunate for that team as well. So we're gonna have to see, and doesn't get any better from here, as he's got his work cut out for him. That's kind of a look there at a Dryden 400. Meanwhile, the Xfinity Series, real quick, Austin Cindric, your winner there. Austin Cindric had a quiet, he was mostly quiet for majority of this race until making the right adjustments again, like Greg Ives Gotta give a call out to Brian Wilson on that car. We're doing a tremendous job. You didn't really hear of him until stage two, in the middle of stage two, and then they made another adjustment to that car, and that car just took off. There's no touching Cindric as he yet again wins another race. I believe that is win number three of the season for the reigning series champion, Austin Cindric, getting it done. But more importantly, on the flip side of that coin, Junior Motorsports wrapped up another Dash for Cash $100,000. Josh Berry has been awfully good. Ever really since he hopped in that race car this year, he's been very impressive. Very impressive at Daytona. Obviously, the win at Martinsville. Back-to-back solid runs. Back-to-back two runner-up place finishes for that team. And Josh Berry gets that money right there. And imagine if he would have. Obviously, Josh Berry, folks, for those of you who don't know, is a short track ace there. And he showed why again at Dover. He led a lot. Led 48 laps. His teammate, though, led the most laps with 94. That in the person of Justin Allgaier. 2-3 for Junior Motorsports in this race. H.E. Allmendinger there, fourth for him. A track that has not been kind to him. Allmendinger gets it done there. And Allmendinger crossing it over Dakota. I think that's the obvious right there. He's going to be pretty good unless he has another run-in with with Austin Cindric in the end of stage one. So we'll see what happens there with that. Ty Gibbs, another young guy. That's really young gunner. That's been really impressive from the jump of 2021. He finished fifth in this race. So Ty Gibbs, fifth. And I'm just going to go ahead and rattle off the rest of this top 10 here from this race. Harrison Burton, Michael Annette, Ryan Sieg, Daniel Hemric, and the hard-working Brandon Brown yet chalks up another top 10 in the Xfinity Series race. So great job by those guys there. They're going to be racing that doubleheader as well. As I'm going to have to try to flip my screen over a little bit here as we get closer to the end of the episode here. Obviously, I wanted to talk for a few more minutes about COTA, and now I have what I want to look for. So, okay. So now we're going to go over to the schedule side of things here. For all three series here, if you will, I'm going to go ahead here real quick and get us into another one of these real quick. Last one of the afternoon.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3, for the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. The trucks kick off the doubleheader weekend with the race. Obviously, they're going to be practicing. So all series will be practicing coming here this weekend. Obviously, beginning, I believe, on tomorrow. I'm recording this on Friday afternoon, just after I wrapped up my last full week of work until I come back from vacation. I'm going to work Monday and Tuesday, and the fam, we're going to head out Wednesday. That was our itinerary plan anyway. So, but all these divisions will be practicing. Obviously, it's new. So this was one of the tracks that NASCAR sanctioned to have practice on. So we're gonna see a lot of that going on. We'll see who can hit on it all weekend long. But yes, the trucks do kick it off with their race at noon Central Time. That's where the same thing. If you're living down south in Texas, listen to this podcast. If you're down there, obviously this should be a really good turnout for all three races there. 41 laps scheduled for this race right here. The Toyota Tundra 225 kicking things off. And then you get another double dose of racing. Xfinity Series right after that. The conclusion of that. Obviously, you get five more laps of this. The Pit Boss 250 going to go down 3 o'clock Central Time, pretty much soon as the checkered flag waves in the Toyota Tundra 225. this is going to go down to 250. Going to go down. And then finally to cap things off there. Woo! A long 68 laps, baby, of the Circuit of Americas, the Echo Park Texas Grand Prix, going down Sunday at 1:30 Central Time. I believe PRN has the coverage, except for, yeah, PRN doing double duty this weekend. They're going to be covering the Xfinity and Cup Series, while MRN will just have the Truck Series if we can't get in front of the TV screen this weekend. FS1, so sweep it for FS1. Fox Sports 1 will have all the racing coverage on the television screen for you. So action-packed weekend this weekend down there. And we'll see if the cream rises to the top. I'm definitely, the truck race is going to be something. you don't know what you're going to get. Obviously, the last time, I'm trying to remember who won the truck race from Daytona, from the Daytona Road Course. I want to say Ben Rhodes. I believe that is wrong. I think I'm right on that. Because he won the first two. I want to say Ben Rhodes. I think it was him that won the race there. So, I mean, we know. I was just trying to judge all past events. He's going to be up there. Sheldon Creed, a past Road Course winner. John Hunter Nemechek gets around pretty good as well. There could be a couple of sleepers in there that I'm not talking about that could jump up and surprise y'all on Saturday afternoon. And obviously the Xfinity Series, boy, the top two, obviously, if they don't take each other out in stage one. But Cedric kept going. Omnier's contact ended his day. So, I mean, we're going to see that eventually, and possibly a sleeper here. I'm going to put in taking the Josh Berry spot this weekend, Miguel Paluto in that 8 car. I'm interested to see what he's going to do there as well. You're going to have your Noah Gregson's going to be up there, I think. Justin Allgaier's okay as well. Brandon Jones quietly can get it done. But this is just another animal. And obviously, I already touched on it, folks. I already touched on it, y'all. Keselowski, Truex, and Chase Elliott. There you go. And Chase Elliott. But then don't forget that some of these other guys cast now. Kurt Busch, somebody that needs a good run. This cat's gonna need something. And then Kurt Busch, Kyle Busch could have something as well. So, but the kind of the key factors in this here, number one comes to Kota, obviously, is now that we're going to see practice, obviously, so you're not going to get the random guess of a setup. So, these guys, man, they needed it. I mean, obviously, you mean when you go to track for the first time, you want to have practice. So, we're going to the old school ways of doing it. Practice, qualifying, and then a race. That's why I said Kyle Busch to the mix there. He wants to practice, get some laps on there. All the drivers want to do, but particularly him. We talked about this last year and why Kyle Busch kind of struggled because he did not have the extra track time, even though he jumps in these truck races. That's practice right there, right? So, yeah. Anyways, the setup, yeah, that's going to be really, really intriguing to see how these crew chiefs set up their truck or race cars here as we go forward. And obviously the passing points, obviously, whew, I mean, from what I've read, there should be some passing opportunities now with this 20 turns to navigate. That is a ton compared to some Sonoma or Watkins Glen. Now this is a different beast. Obviously Watkins Glen, I think Watkins Glen is less than 10 turns. I know Sonoma has a lot more turns than that. Less than that, but they're double-digit turns as well. I'm excited to go back to Sonoma in a few weeks there. I should be back. That's the same week I should be back for that. So, but anyways, 20 turns, that's going to be something. That's going to be a challenge right there. There's going to be in Cindric. I just came across this, actually. Also, Cindric got some experience at this racetrack. He raced on it back in 2016. Coda, we're talking about, on the 3 Wild NASCAR podcast. So, oh boy. That could play huge, and also Cindric, he's the man right now for that as well. And then keep this in your minds, folks. Obviously, we're going to see some double dutying and some old names come up in this mix this weekend. Boris said it was in one of the entry lists as well. And Paul Menard coming back. I think Paul Menard, I'm going to let you go check real quick on the entry list. I believe Paul Menard's in the Xfinity series, if I'm not mistaken. I want to double check and see. I'm at the Cup series right now. Let's see entry list. Here. Yeah, I'm right. I think it is the Xfinity series race. Both of these guys are in the Xfinity series race. Boris said and Paul Menard. Paul Menard's pretty decent at road course races. And then of course Kyle Busch. I just said Kyle Busch. Cole Custer doing double duty. Austin Dillon, Kevin Harvick, and Tyler Reddick will be in that Xfinity Series race. Woo! So they're going to get extra time. So that's what you need. And keep an eye on that. And see if it translates. Obviously, I think Kyle KB could have something. Harvick has had his hands full. I mean, he's pretty good at Sonoma. So Harvick is. So compared to what he... I mean, he's won at both road course races. But I think he's better at... I think he's better. I don't think he's won at Sonoma. Has he won at Sonoma? I don't think yet. I know he won. He won at Watkins Glen. I don't think he's won at Sonoma. I think he's come close. Close there. But yeah, that's my full right there as well. So we'll see what happens with that as well. So, I mean, there's pit road is going to be a big issue as well. Again, going back to the all the series. I mean, you got to keep an eye on this deal. Here's beautiful track down in Austin, 20 turns, a hill. You got to deal with the turns, the different elevation points, things like that. Ooh, woo. I tell you, get ready. Get ready for some world course wildness. I would not be surprised to see. I'll make a bold prediction right here before I'll hand it off to the EG3 helmet sticker of the week to close things out for the podcast here. Oh, and I got one other news here to talk about here real quick. But I'm just going to go out on a limb and say 66% of the races, two out of three, will go in an overtime. I mean, hey, we know this happens 80%, 75% of the time now. You get that green flag, and all of a sudden a caution comes out. This has the potential. So two of these races had the potential to go to overtime and have some crazy finish. We don't know what that is. What riches there are? I'm just making a bold prediction. You can put me on the book. It's in the podcast feed. Put me down for that, folks. So that's my prime prediction for that. Because there's just no unknown to this racetrack. So where I'm, but I do know that I think 66% of these races this weekend will go into overtime. It's going to shake something. It's something wild is going to happen. I do know that. And then, of course, that one note, newsworthy note here, obviously, that came out this week. Keselowski, Brad Keselowski, linked to Roush Fenway Racing of possible part ownership with Roush Fenway Racing. And I would like to talk more about this at length. I probably might talk about it, jump on it on episode 100 of the Loose Lugs podcast, if they bring it up. But that's something we'll have to keep our eyes on, obviously, on that. I mean, that's what I read. Obviously, Brad Keselowski is a former owner in the Capable Truck Series, so this probably is really no surprise, obviously, due to him only re-signing for a one-year extension for this year for Penske, for Team Penske. So that's something we're definitely going to have to keep in front of the mirror here as we move on in the summer months. So we'll see what happens there. Obviously, I do know he's on his one and only 1 year deal with Team Penske. So we'll see what happens with that two car. Obviously, that's competitive. That's a race winning championship team right there. So we'll see what happens there on that. And then of course, Matt DiBenedetto with his future as well, kind of sort of linked with the Roush Fenway Keselowski deal too. So these rumors already starting to circle, rise up, folks, from the axis. So folks, stay pat with the EG3 3Y podcast for more as this probably it was only the beginning of something. So we'll see what happens with that as well. All right, folks. EG3, I'm just going to go straight right there in the mix again. I told you my schedule at the top end of the podcast again. So it's going to be busy, but in a good way, as I'll be going on my first vacation since the pandemic hit next week. I'm hoping to have an extra special episode out before I head out west. So that's just a reminder of that. So I actually have two. And one is already a past. One of those are already a past. This is going to be a first. One of them is already a past EG3 Helmet Sticker winner. And one, I think both of these are EG3, former EG3 guys, EG Helmet winners. So we're going to have a first double on the podcast. One, Josh Berry. It continues to impress folks. I wish he had a full time with that eight. I think the way that he's been driving with a chip on his shoulder. That's what I've been seeing. Driving with a chip on his shoulder and doing what he's doing best. His strength on short tracks, doing work on the mile and a halves, and just quietly getting it done on speedways. So Josh Berry, Dash for Cash Dover winner, EG3 Helmet Sticker of the Week, and Henrik Motorsports. This is kind of a together. I'm going to stick it there. So, Henrik Motorsports making history for the first time since 05, going 1, 2, 3, 4. And then another helmet sticker goes to Alex Bowman for what he's been doing, and the confidence is going up and up for that team. And he has two wins, and the reigning champ in his own camp, Chase Elliott, has none for now. Obviously, Coda could be where Chase Elliott rises up for the challenges and chances for a win on Sunday. But Alex Bowman, Josh Berry, EG3 helmet stickers of the week.
Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time. Going 3 Wide.